Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone. Checking in here with another ad read from our friends over at HelloFresh. Savor every last second of summer with HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers fresh, quality produce from farm to your door in less than a week. It's great. It's super easy, allowing you to enjoy the delicious flavors from the season right from home. Heading out for one last vacation? Update your delivery address and enjoy HelloFresh at your own vacation destination with just a click. Might have to try that. I'm on vacation right now. That sounds like it's a pretty darn good idea. Plans are flexible, so they work with your changing schedule. We here at the No Bad Days podcast love our HelloFresh boxes. We get one, we cook it up in less than 30 minutes. It's ready to go. And you know what? There's no cleanup. Very little waste, and you get really good meals. If you're interested in this offer, please go to HelloFresh.com/badday16 and use the code badday16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. I'll once again repeat that. Go to HelloFresh.com/badday16 and use the code badday16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. Welcome back to episode number 52 of the No Bad Days podcast. We've got a kind of a special edition of the episode. Three of you guys are together today, joining us from the Hammer, Hamilton, Ontario. Introduce yourselves. I don't want to do it today.
All right. Well, boys, I'll kick this one off. I'm Johnny Pace. I'm a co-host with my friend Troy Cash over there and Jordan Martin right beside me. Say hi, Jordan.
Howdy.
And our special guest, he's a really special guy, is our friend, teammate, and member of the Hockey Guys as well, Austin Friesen. Frizz, say hello to the folks.
Hello, everyone. Great to be back. It's been a minute, but I think this is going to be a fun one.
Yep. And I know it's been a minute since you won. Probably the last time you won, I think you said a couple words in Taver's bedroom when we were recording at the Marriott. But to brush up on the rules in the podcast, you know, we try to keep it clean, family friendly, but we also do like to mess around a little bit. And I know you're pretty bloated from eating at Nona's house, so watch your breathing, because right now beside me, it sounds like I'm in a wind tunnel. So just a heads up on that. And feel free. I don't know. You want to say a couple things? Say what we've been up to maybe this last week?
Yeah, Taver. Let's just say this. Johnny wasn't messing around when he said how good Nona's was.
Okay. So let's get right into it. I was gonna tee it up, but you guys just got back from the infamous Nona Mondays at Johnny's Nona's house. I guess Frizz, you're the food guy. You can walk me through how it went. I think you guys got a little extracurriculars in, right? You went a little early. You didn't just show up and eat like Johnny normally does.
This weekend we couldn't just show up and eat. That would have been rude, because she made lasagna tonight, and that takes a little extra prep. And because, you know, she knows the boys are used to being on camera and need some content, so she actually taught Austin how to make lasagna her style.
Yep. That's your favorite meal, right, Johnny, you said before?
From hers, yeah, I'd say her lasagna is my favorite.
All right.
Even though like everything she makes is my favorite, but yeah, lasagna.
That one's your favorite. Like, okay. Frizz, how was it? What did you do?
It was good. We took a little tour of the garden, and then we actually got to pick a nice tomato, and Johnny spiced it up for us a little bit the way they do it. And I can honestly say it was the best tomato I've ever had. And then we started making some pasta. She taught me how. We did it all from scratch. We rolled it out and then boiled it, and we placed it in the pan, and then she showed how to do all the layers, which to go first, which to go last, and then we got to enjoy the real lasagna that she made later.
And then she threw frizzes out shortly after.
Yeah, and then right when I was done, she put it right in the garbage.
Yeah, they just made a little sheet pan after, like a little tiny, like probably 8x8.
Oh, okay.
And that one ran in the freezer.
Yeah. And then how old was the pasta machine that you guys were cranking it out on?
It has to be, I think it's over 50 years old.
It was 67 years old. She got it in the mid-1950s when she moved to Canada. And it looks like mint condition.
Yeah, I literally thought it was like a brand new.
Gets the job done, that's for sure.
It's almost 70 years old.
So what was so special about this tomato?
I don't know. It tasted so good.
Yeah.
It's fresh, eh?
So
super fresh. Like didn't even look like a normal tomato in the middle either. Like, I don't even know how to describe it. Like, I don't even like tomatoes, but I like ate the whole thing pretty much.
Or for the people listening, like you'll see, because we made it like a little vlog style TikTok when we were there. But when we were doing the garden tour, I didn't even know this. We asked her like how many things she has in the garden. She's got about 21 different vegetables and fruits that she grows back there. And like, it's a pretty decent sized garden, like for a smaller house, I'd guess. And she has two different types of tomatoes. Like one are like the more like oval shaped. Like a longer tomato,
like a raindrop kind of.
Yeah. And then the ones that we picked,
some beefsteak tomatoes.
Yeah, they're called beefsteak tomatoes. And a lot of the vegetables in her garden were planted when they came here, and they didn't buy those seeds here when they came here in the 50s. They actually brought those seeds over from Italy. So, and they literally have been regrowing every year since the 50s. So,
well, they brought a bunch of invasive species over.
Yeah, pretty much we're taking over. So, it's worth it. Honestly. And like I told the boys before, like it does not taste like anything from the store, like nothing in her backyard, even her cucumbers, like they don't even look like the cucumbers in the store. Like they're completely different. And they even taste better for some reason. I don't know what it is about Nonna. She just has the magic touch. Everything she does tastes awesome.
So what'd you do? What spices did you put on this tomato?
Olive oil, salt, and pepper. I really spruced it up.
Pretty simple, eh? Okay, I figured it was simple.
Some basil. And a little bit of basil.
And a basil leaf on each one.
No mozzarella?
But that's... No, we didn't make a caprese salad.
Oh, darn it.
We had that here though. Paula made one. She whipped one up.
Yeah, we got it. I was gonna next bring up before we get into the weekend talk. You guys stayed in Hamilton the night before you left too, right?
Yeah, Wednesday night.
So the Paces hospitality looked like it was pretty top notch. Talk about that, you two, a little bit. It looked like the snaps you're sending, it was pretty funny. I was laughing.
Yeah, we pretty much ate until we couldn't eat no more. Like from when we walked in at 8, when did we walk in? Like 7:30, whatever. Let's just say 7:30. There's a full on charcuterie board, different types of meats, freaking, what else? There's bread,
pear.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a full spread, full meal, ate, and then took about a half hour break. And then we were offered more food
for dinner.
And then, we spent the night just hanging out, chilling, and then we got even more food after that.
But the one thing I didn't know that they do is, like, we had spaghetti and meatballs.
Yeah.
And I, like, ate quite a bit of that, and I failed again tonight, obviously. We'll, like, touch on that in a sec. So spaghetti and meatballs, I ate a ton of that, and I thought that was just the main course. And then she brought up chicken cutlets. So I was already full, but I dusted a few more of those, and the salad and beans come out. So then it just keeps coming.
Yeah,
that's kind of how we do it. Like, we do courses, so like you eat your carb dish, like pasta, lasagna, whatever it is, or your soup. You eat that first, and then you eat your meats and your veg, like your broccolis and potatoes or whatever after, and then you have your salad at the end.
Okay, so that's that's interesting because that's kind of like the culture, right? That's Italian culture,
pretty much. Yeah, Italian culture, like it's very different. Like even like you go to an Italian restaurant in Canada or the U.S., it is a little different because they usually bring out the salads before dinner, which that's not usually how it is. Like usually, like how we grew up, or even if you go to Italy after your however many courses you have your salad and then you have some fruit or a coffee at the end of your meal.
Yeah, we got coffee at the end of our meal tonight.
Decaf?
And frizz. Yeah.
Decaf, yeah.
It has to be decaf.
Okay, good. Late,
but frizz. Have you ever heard of Grappa Taver?
Is that a beer?
It's a liqueur.
Okay. I think did you not give it to me one time?
What's up, guys? We're back with another message from our friends over at Discover. Now listen, we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, like how they require minimums, and worse, how they rewards flat out expire. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, come on, talk about amazing. And now that we've talked about that for a bit, let's get back to the No Bad Days podcast, where we talk about whatever comes to our mind. Learn more about this offer at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
I don't know. I don't think we've ever had grappa together. Okay. But
darn it.
Basically, it's really, really strong. It's like 90 proof liquor, and it's made from like the skin of a really sour grape. So it's really, really like potent.
Yeah.
And it's you usually drink it either at like weddings, but like after dinner. And like, so my brother brought that out and Frizz tried some grappa tonight. So if you want to describe that, how that was.
Yeah. Let's just say you can't shoot it. You have to sip it and you sip it slow. Cause it is stiff, very stiff.
Did like
you
acidic?
Did fuel a rock.
Yeah.
Like it, super it sour kind of.
It's just like burns.
No, it's not sour. It's very, very, I'd say bitter.
Bitter. Yeah,
like what he said, you can fuel a rocket.
It tastes like legit gasoline. and they had the good grappa tonight. It was a good grappa.
Is there any, I thought of this like tonight. Actually, I have two questions. This is a two-parter. First, are these your first guests that you've ever brought to Nona Mondays? And secondly, have you ever brought a girl to Nona Mondays? Because I think it's funny that if you haven't, you brought two of the boys to Nona Mondays before you brought a chick.
Those are two pretty good questions. So, like, obviously I've had my buddies like here are Italian. So like they have their nonas too and stuff. So we've been to each other's like nonas and like sometimes we compare for fun and all that. Like, obviously you're going to say your nona's better, blah, blah, blah. But I brought a couple. And, you know, not to toot my own horn here, but everyone said that my nonna's is like the top notch. So I'm pretty proud of that. And she's literally the best. Like she's an angel. To answer your second question, I've never had a girlfriend. So right.
Yeah.
I've never brought a girl to nonna's. And I don't know if I feel like meeting nonna, because she's the boss of the family, right? So like,
yeah, she's like,
it's different than meeting the parents, right?
It's like the final boss when you're in Mario Kart.
Literally. Yeah. So I don't know if I introduce a girl to my nonna, I'm probably gonna marry her.
Right.
Hopefully. So.
You heard that? You heard it here, folks.
Yeah. I don't know if that'll be anytime soon.
What's what's your nonna's address again?
But no, then just the boys will be lined up at the door.
Yeah.
All the hockey guys will be lined up at the door waiting for their pregame meal.
Another question following up. Now that you brought two guests there that aren't Italian, is there any do's and do nots when you're at Nona's house for dinner?
Yeah. A big one is a big one is don't fart in the living room. And our friend Austin
Frizz broke that rule.
He broke that rule tonight twice, actually.
Only because we made him laugh so hard.
We were making him laugh so hard that this water balloon of a booger came out of his nose and was hanging.
Oh, no.
And then he rips one. And we're like laughing because it's just us three, like in the room.
Yeah.
And then my cousin comes in and she's sitting down and he laughs again. And all you hear is, and she looks at him and she's like, what the? Because like she doesn't know him, right? And like,
yeah, she's like, ew.
She goes, do you have bowel issues? And he's like, no. And then she goes, oh, you just fart when you laugh. And he goes, not usually.
You must have had him going pretty good.
Oh yeah. Dude, we had him going the entire time. We were just, me and Marty purposely sat on the opposite side of the table beside each other, looking at him, trying to make him laugh.
So other than that, is there any do's and don'ts?
Any do's and don'ts?
Don't eat first.
Yeah, you gotta wait till everyone's got their food to start eating. Always try to make conversation with Nonna every now and then. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like when we're there with our cousins, like they're all talking, but you gotta talk to Nonna as well. I think that's just, you know,
courtesy, normal, yeah.
Actually. But, yeah. This wasn't really enforced tonight because there wasn't enough like flip-flops or shoes or slippers to go around. But when you're at Nonna's, when you're in the basement, because the kitchen's, one of her kitchens is in the basement and that's where we eat, she wants you to have slippers or sandals on your feet so your feet don't get cold. It doesn't matter what time of year it is. Oh. Like that's her rule. She'll get in your ear about it. So you got to have slippers or sandals on your feet.
There was nothing.
Yeah, nothing really.
Besides the courses was the only different thing for like me.
Yeah, nothing really.
Like, that was just so full.
Any like culture shocks for you guys this weekend?
I think, am I wrong, Johnny, that at a meal like that, you're supposed to have like a little bit of everything, like not like full portions of everything because there are so many courses and different varieties, or is that wrong?
No, to an extent, like you definitely got to finish what's on your plate, like whatever slice or amount of pot, like slice of lasagna or amount of pasta you get, you got to finish it.
Yeah.
Always finish your plate. And then, yeah, like when the cutlets come out, you take as many as you want, whatever. There's definitely enough to go around for thirds and fourths. And then, yeah, always, I guess, yeah, like a little bit of everything for sure.
Yeah, you got to know your limits to balance out each.
But the thing is like me and my family are also used to eating like that. And I don't know if you guys are, but I don't know. Yeah. Any culture shocks for you guys this weekend? Just like the courses or?
Chris probably was shocked that he had to eat with a fork and a knife and not his hands.
No, it was all great. All great.
It was really, I tried lamb, Tamer.
Yeah, I had actually, funny thing is I had lamb last night too. It was good. You like it?
Lamb?
Yeah, I did like it. And I tried a tiny little piece of prosciutto today too.
Oh. That is
4 years old.
Was it stinky?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, no, it's obviously going to smell. It's a piece of cured meat. And the prosciutto we ate today, like he said, was 4 years old.
Yeah.
So it's going to be nice. But boy, is it good.
Imagine having like a four-year-old and then being like, oh, I have a piece of meat older than you in my basement.
That I nod every now and then.
Yeah.
That's actually a hilarious analogy.
Okay, let's get into the weekend then, because obviously you guys had a pretty good time. I wasn't there, unfortunately, so you guys can catch me up on how everything went. So, I mean, yeah, just I'll ask questions. You guys can kind of fill in what you did.
Yeah. To kickstart that off, we were all pretty bummed, and my family was pissed that you couldn't come.
Oh, pissed. Yeah. I'm on vacation right now, so I couldn't leave like my family vacation for another boys trip. I couldn't swing it, boys. I couldn't do it.
No, hey, no worries at all. But my parents they really wanted to have you here, and Nonna as well. And by the way, boys, just to cap that off, like you guys really made my Nonna's day today. So like, thank you.
Yeah.
Like, you really awesome. Did. She was super pumped, and you know, same with my mom having you guys. And Taver definitely wished they could have you there, because like obviously I talk about you guys a lot around them, right. So they feel like they know you guys pretty well already. So you know, but yeah, just to wrap that off. But yeah, this weekend was fucking sick. And again, Tav, like, we know how big of like a Spit and Chicklets fan you are, and like, you would have been in your fucking element there, man. Like, it was fun. Awesome. We got there on the Thursday, and we stayed at the Marriott at the Harbor Center there, where Canisius plays, and then it's attached to like where the Sabres play. Mm-hmm. And the venue that they had it at was just like a couple blocks away near the the Labatt factory, I guess. And funny thing about Buffalo is that in that area too, it's like an industrial area, and they have the like the cereal factory, so it smells like friggin' Cheerios or like shit, depending really? What time of day you're walking there. Freaks.
Yeah. It did smell like Cheerios though, like just in the air. Yeah,
interesting.
Crazy.
Or like a freshly wiped ass. Like, that was the other smell.
Yeah, too. One or the other, right?
There's no in between there. But the venue was sick. Huge place, like great setup. And met a couple cool people there. Quick name drops. Matt Barnaby, he was awesome to us the whole weekend. Terry Ryan Sr., who he actually played his junior hockey. He played in the OHL in the 70s, and he played in Hamilton. So when I told him I was from here, he went fucking ballistic. He was going off. Like, you ask him one question, he talks for 45 minutes on the same thing. Like, we talked about playing in Hamilton, and 45 minutes later, he's telling me a story about Ted Lindsay. Like, yeah. it made no sense.
Just the and ultimate, then, the ultimate sidetrack guy, hey?
Oh, dude, like, attention span of a goldfish, but a great guy. Like, such
like
a beauty.
Just like an ultimate rambler, just like you.
Yeah, a little bit. He's a little bit better at it than me. And then, and then we met the Chicklets guys. Biz Grinnelli was awesome to us. He like would come over, talk to us, like great guy. Talked to Witt for a bit. But yeah, they were all awesome.
Yeah.
Were they like actually like legit? Well, obviously they're nice guys, but like, would you say they took more time to talk to you guys than like normal people, or was it just kind of like quick, definitely, like meet and greets?
Definitely Grinnelli.
Yeah.
Grinnelli was like, whenever he saw us, he'd be like, how you boys doing? Like, do you guys need anything? What's going on?
Right.
He took a lot of time, but
he showed interest.
Definitely. Biz, once we kind of introduced us, and I think Grinnelli kind of told him more about us, he took time to make the video with us. Like, I think, I don't know how that all happened, but I think they wanted to, right?
Yeah, we did a collab with them through Pink Whitney.
Right.
The video you saw when we were doing that little dance.
Yeah.
And more so after that, like, because, and you can't blame those guys too, like between him and Witt, like.
Well, everyone's there to see them. Yeah.
Those are the two attractions of Spit and Chicklets, right? And in the entire tournament. So
right.
They probably have people talking to them absolutely nonstop, just chewing their ear off, right? And then, of course, the people that they already know that are there, which they're going to obviously talk to, and then all the fans that they have to take pictures with, meet, blah, 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 all that. So, like, I don't know, the fact that we got the time of day from them, like,
yeah,
we'll take it. You know what I mean?
Because at the end of
the day, like, that was their event, not ours, obviously, and, like, you know, it was just nice to make that connection though. But yeah, Grinnelli, obviously a little bit less than them. Obviously people are going to go up to him, but he was phenomenal with us.
Yeah. That's good. Frizz, how was, I guess everyone, but Frizz, how was the ball hockey itself? It's actually pretty hard, right? Like, you actually, yeah, obviously you guys got pretty sweaty and.
It was good. When we first walked in there, we saw the A division going on. And we saw them taking full-blown one-timers, hitting each other, slashing. We were like, what are we getting into?
Yeah.
And then later, as the divisions went down a little bit, it was a little bit more calm, which was very nice for us because we were pretty gassed after every shift.
Like, literally. And it was like so hot. 3 seconds and off.
Yeah. Like, the first game, like, after a couple shifts, like, we all thought we were going to puke.
And we really? Mercied the team. There's still another 7 minutes to play.
Yeah. We mercied the first two games. And the mercy rules, you got to be up by 10 goals and you're done.
Oh, so humble brag, but you guys sent the team home early, eh?
Yeah. The Chicklets guys were calling us sandbaggers the whole time.
Really?
Yeah, but we didn't get to pick our division, obviously. But
no, so they just threw you in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happens when you get invited.
Yeah, not a big deal. Anyways, how was the atmosphere? Was there lots of people around?
Oh yeah,
because on the Friday it was obviously like during the day, so it was decent. But then Saturday a lot of people came, and then for the finals game it was the Big Deal Selects, which was what Biz's team was on, and then the other guys that we originally saw, and there was probably like three layers of people around that entire rink, plus bleachers, and there was like 3,000 people watching on the live stream they had going too.
Really? Yeah. Like so many people came to just hang out.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure
it was Elbow's team that won.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm pretty sure one of our teammates from Birmingham was on that team that ended up winning, which is pretty funny.
Yeah,
dude, that team was made up of guys who played for Team Canada, Team Greece, Team Italy, and Team USA ball hockey.
Yeah.
Like these guys like are professional ball hockey players.
Yeah. So they're like,
and they were nasty.
Imagine you guys against, would you guys have got dummied by the A division, you think? Or would you have like done all right?
We definitely lost to the two top teams, but the other team, like Canisius, like they had some of their guys were out there playing.
Right.
And they got dummied. The one Team Canada team.
I think they got mercied by them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and believe it or not, actually, Bibby held his own. Colton Bates was our goalie, and he did pretty well.
Yeah, he was actually unreal. Yeah.
Was he?
Actually sitting in that ball.
Yeah.
He
was good.
Must have been hot, eh?
Slap shot.
So hot. It was like 30 degrees.
So one thing we realized is, like, everyone scores on a slap shot. Like, the A division and B division, you just get the ball from your goalie's pretty much a goal. So
really,
and guys in the A division were like legit laying down their bod to like block shots. It was hilarious.
Damn,
it was nuts. And then it was funny too in the final game, because Taver, you know that infamous guy that always goes to the tournament, the nose face killer.
Yeah,
so this guy is so dedicated to ball hockey. And for those of you that don't know this nose face killer guy, he's become a little bit of a personality through Spittin' Chicklets, because he goes to the Chicklets Cup games and stuff like that. Oh, sweet. And sorry, I lost my train of thought here. Marty just showed me something. Nose face. He goes to these tournaments, and this guy's so dedicated that he had a kid, his firstborn child, on Thursday night, and flew in to Chicklets Cup to play Friday.
Dude,
he's Biz and Witt are walking by him. He's like, "Yeah, fuck you, fuck you." And then like him and Terry Ryan are getting after it during the game, in the championship game, and he had a penalty shot in the championship, and he went down on the Chicklets goalie. And he shot, and he saved it. And then he kind of like gave him a little whack, like a slight little, it was nothing. It was honestly nothing. And the goalie gets up and friggin' just with his stick, just hits him right in the butt. And then this massive defenseman that they had on the note on the Big Deal Selects cross checks him as this guy. Okay. So nose face is probably like 5'7".
Yeah.
This guy's like 6'3".
Yeah. Okay? I saw the picture of it.
Yeah, 7 hard ones right to the chest with a stick against the t-shirt. Boom, 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 boom. And Biz had to come over and goes, "Hey," he goes, "Hey, we got to keep cool. We got to keep cool, because they don't want to get a penalty."
meanwhile,
so funny.
Yeah, that's insane. I imagine while you guys were playing, you probably got a bit sweaty. So speaking of that, we have a message from our ad sponsor of Manscaped today, and it's about the new Boxers 2.0 and the Lawnmower 4.0. Manscaped has spent 2 years designing the most comfortable boxer briefs out there. Sleek, soft, comfortable, and flexible, the brand new Boxers 2.0 from Manscaped is the most comfortable boxers you'll ever wear. The global leaders in below-the-belt waist grooming have the Lawnmower 4.0 for the trimming, so you can wear the Boxers 2.0 for chilling. They even have the trademark jewel pouch, so you know it's serious. I think it's time you invest in your family jewels. So let's let your bulge breathe and get 20% off plus free shipping by using our code NOBADDAYS at manscaped.com. Let's just say you're on a date with your partner and, you know, you can trim those bad boys up, you know, just like you guys at the Chicklets Cup this weekend. You got to keep it nice and neat down there. You don't want any mishaps going on downstairs. So, you know, there's a couple good options you guys can have. The boxers are very breathable. There's a fourth generation trimmer, features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 is waterproof as well as has a 4000K LED spotlight. Get 20% off and free shipping with your code NOBADDAYS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with our code NOBADDAYS at manscaped.com. Up your crotch game because once the Boxers 2.0 touch your sack, you'll never go back. And that's another ad read, boys.
Hey, that's awesome.
I'm a boy.
Yeah, I had to crush it.
That was awesome.
It was easier. I didn't have to look at you guys laughing. Okay, so
yeah, we tried not to make eye contact.
No, I couldn't look up or else I'd start laughing. Did you guys try the new Spit and Chicklets Barstool beer that they had, that they unveiled?
Yeah,
they on Thursday night they did a little unveiling and they passed a few cups around. We got a little bit of it there, but then during the weekend they had it in these cans and I was able to get my hands on a can, and yeah, it was pretty good. It's kind of like a lighter IPA, I'd say.
Okay, so it's like a craft beer, kind of like a little heavier than a normal.
Yeah, it's definitely heavier than a Bud Light, but I definitely wouldn't say that it's like a full-on IPA.
Okay,
if I was a beer connoisseur, but my game is but, seltzers.
Yeah, you're this. Oh yeah, hey, it's Austin, the seltzer guy.
That's actually what people were saying on that Chicklets Cup. They're like, hey, don't you drink weird things?
Yeah.
And then he's like, yeah, no, I do, and I rate them out of 10. And then they're like, oh, okay, that's where I didn't know you from.
You should have got Senior to do a drink review with you.
Oh, it would have been too long. Videos.
20 minutes.
You could have chopped it up. Anyways, so I think, correct me if I'm wrong, you guys were pretty smooth sailing in all the games until the finals, right?
Yeah, we first game, we weren't sure what we were getting into because the guys were young and they actually looked decent, but we ended up mercing them 11-1. Second game,
we got a hot goalie.
Yeah.
Their goalie was good.
So I think we won like 7-3. Yeah. And then the first game, the second game we played those old guys. Because they played a back-to-back.
Yeah, that was the first day.
Yeah, we played these older guys that were – like, they told us after they thought they were just entering the division for, like, the old men. And they played a back-to-back, which I couldn't imagine doing because it was 95 degrees.
Yeah.
And the goalies wearing, like, gear. So they were a little beat up. And I think we beat them only 7-3 or something. But
yeah, their goalie – you should have seen him. He was pale white and looked like he just jumped in the lake when he lifted off his helmet. And actually, through the second half of that game, the ref actually had to tell them to get more guys in the rink because they were only playing with two. They were so gassed.
Really?
Yeah.
It was 3-on-3, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then we had Coach Barnsey. So – that Thursday when we got there, we got to talking with Barnaby and stuff like that, and he just loved us, and he was, like I said earlier, like, just awesome to us the whole weekend. Like, always wanted to be around us, and we wanted to be around him too, and took the time out of his day to come and talk to us whenever he could. And then we'd let him know our schedule. So every time we had a game, he was our coach and he was there like cheering us on and like just saying hilarious things. Like, he was such a beauty.
Yeah, that's Buffalo funny. Legend.
Yeah, he is a
Buffalo. Yeah, we were calling him the mayor of Buffalo. He's the mayor.
Yeah, he's definitely a legend in Buffalo forever because the way he played when he played for the Sabres. Okay, so talk me through the final game. What happened? You guys were up like 6-0, I thought, or 5-0.
Okay, I'll talk you through it.
What happened?
So we're up four rip. There's 4 minutes left to go in the game, or 5 minutes, and Ferry Frizz didn't want to get hit or slashed or anything, so he was cherry picking because he wanted his goal. And then they score one, quick one. We give the ball up, and then we shoot it down because that was our strategy. Like, you just kind of shoot it down and forecheck and get it.
Yeah.
And then they come right back down, get another one because old Frisbee,
he wasn't on my side,
didn't want to back check. Another quick one, 4-2. They get another one, and then he finally decides to come off. And then it was probably like another minute or so later, we just kind of fell apart completely. And yeah. Then they tied it. And then I got one, they tied it again. And then me and this guy got into a, like, I kind of reverse hit him.
Yeah.
Like, I was just going to get it and he was coming hard at me, and I reverse hit him. And I could tell he was mad after that. So then they got the ball back in there and he was coming to forecheck me. And he absolutely bodied me. And then the ball went in the other corner and I went and bodied him. So with a minute left, we both got penalties. So we both got a penalty shot and it's tie game.
Oh my
god. Neither of us ended up.
He hit the post
on Bibby. I tried to go 5-hole and didn't score, but
imagine that. They won it on a double penalty shootout. That would suck.
Yeah.
Then we went to OT and it was pretty back and forth. And they actually put one in.
Yeah.
But luckily the ref was right there and the guy ended up kicking it in.
Yeah.
And then like literally 30 seconds later,
Cuddy scored on a one timer. Yeah. You're not even allowed to take one timers.
It's all part of the script.
Yeah, seriously. And then, they got you guys. You guys got a sorry. Go ahead, Johnny.
No, I was gonna say we were so friggin' tired at the end of that like no one even celebrated.
Did you? So that you guys have the trophy there. Obviously, I saw Frizz was taking a bath with it today or something like that.
Yeah, he was trying to wheel it in the pool. he asked it when the trophy was getting off work or something, I think.
So yeah, so overall they did a pretty good job.
Yeah, it was unreal.
And we took it out with us to celebrate after at night, and a couple of the other trophies made it to the same spot. So that was pretty fun too, kind of celebrating with everyone in the tournament.
How was the nightlife in Buffalo?
Unreal.
Yeah. There's a street called Chippewa Street, and it's like
all the bars.
Yeah, it's a sick spot. Lawson, because we went out the Friday night, Lawson stayed in, but then when we went out Saturday night, we turned onto the street and Lawson's like, "What? Are we still in Buffalo? What is this place?"
It was like 5 minutes from where we were.
Yeah.
But the bar was bomb. It's called the Rec Room on Chippewa in Buffalo. Unreal spot. One of those places where you can't hear your own thoughts, let alone the person beside you.
Oh, yeah.
And but we like places like that. So it was awesome. And got to party with a couple other winners in Buffalo. And again, Coach Barnsey was there celebrating with the champs. And everyone there was just great. And then the Chicklets boys were there. But great nightlife in Buffalo.
Good. Sounds like you guys had a good time.
Yeah.
All right. How's
the vacation going?
I went to bed at 10:30 last night. That's about it. No, it's been good.
How many days you've been there so far?
I don't even know. Like 8.
And how long, when are you coming back?
I got another 2 weeks here, buddy.
Holy crap.
Yeah, I'm on a 3 weeker.
I've been swinging the sticks well.
Yeah, I played, I think we played 3 or 4 times so far, so it's been good. Some nice courses down here. But definitely missed. So what's that?
What's your best round so far?
Oh, dude, I came down 18. We teed off at 6:55 in the morning one day to play because it gets so hot here. So you have to tee off in the morning to get decent weather. Anyways, I'm coming. I get to 18 tee and I had to par for 78. For 78 and I double bogeyed with one in the water. So I shot 80. Yeah, I was had a good round.
Yeah, you're shit at golf.
Yeah.
Hey, is it one of those courses where if Frizz played by himself, he'd shoot 75?
Yeah, well, the thing about courses down here is like because there's so much like wildlife that's pretty like dangerous in the forest and stuff, they clear out the forest so you can like see where you're going. So like you can find your ball basically anywhere unless you hit it in the water. So that's like the good part. But I mean, we've seen a few alligators on golf courses when we've been down here. So we kind of stay away like from like dangerous areas because, you know, us goofy Canadians would get ourselves into some trouble.
Yeah, you don't need to end up like Chubbs, eh?
No, I don't want to be Chubbs Peterson, no.
You want to be like happy and go get your ball.
Yeah, seriously. All right, let's wrap this up.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, good happy boys. Said,
we had a good weekend. And at the end of the day, most importantly, we just wish you were there, bud.
All right. Well, I'll be there next time, boys.
Well, yeah, they announced it. They said they're headed to Chicago.
Oh, no way.
September and then. And then or Fort Lauderdale
September
break. Well, yeah, Chicago in September, and then Fort Lauderdale for the next NHL All-Star break next year.
Okay, well, we'll see you then. All right, boys, good job today. Yeah. That concludes episode number 52. Thanks for tuning in.
Cheers. Thank you. See you, folks. Don't forget to download, like, subscribe. And have a good time.
And sure. Share with your mom.
Oh.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.